You're listening to SBS News. Australians of all ages are falling ill with COVID-19, and while the elderly are the most vulnerable group, people of any age can get sick or die prematurely. Another 5 people died in the past 24 hours in Victoria, as the state recorded 403 new cases. 4 of the deaths were people ranging in age from their 70s to their 90s, but one man in his 50s also perished. Victoria's Health Minister Jenny Markakos says the ages of some hospital patients shows young people are at risk.
We have children in our hospitals at the present time. 4 children are in our hospitals recovering from coronavirus, and in fact 20% of our patients are aged under 50.
And a 1-year-old infant in the Hunter region is among 19 new cases in New South Wales. Queensland has decided to impose more border restrictions after a declaration that the city of Fairfield in Sydney is classified as a COVID-19 hotspot. The decision was prompted by concern about the cluster involving the Thai Rock restaurant, which is at Wetherill Park in the Fairfield Council area. It means anyone travelling to Queensland who's been in that part of New South Wales over the previous fortnight will have to pay for their 2 weeks of hotel quarantine. It's now compulsory for Victorian residents in metropolitan Melbourne and the Mitchell Shire to wear a mask or a face covering in public. There are only limited exemptions, and people who don't comply risk receiving fines of $200. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews implored people to comply with all the rules and guidelines to try to ensure the 6-week lockdown works.
It's pretty simple. If you want this to be over, if you want to get to the other side of it and find that COVID normal and then lock in at that for the foreseeable future and be able to go and have a beer or go and have a meal with a friend or move around the community much more freely than you can now, you've got to follow the rules. You've just got to do it.
Thousands of Victorians were found to have not followed the self-isolation protocols and instead kept working because they're in insecure or casual work with no sick leave entitlements. The Victorian government announced a new $300 payment to people without sick pay to remove the temptation not to self-isolate after getting a test. Premier Daniel Andrews says they'll need to provide a payslip or a statutory declaration to prove their eligibility.
Hopefully the $300 worker support payment to those who might have been making that very difficult choice to go to work in order to feed their kids rather than going and getting tested and isolating until they got the result. Hopefully that deals with a really big driver of some of the numbers that we've seen.
As Victoria struggles to get its case numbers down with fears more people will die, the latest economic news for the state is also dire. The Victorian budget deficit is expected to be $7.5 billion this financial year, with unemployment peaking at 9% in September. 160,000 Victorians were put out of work in the first 3 months of the pandemic. Victoria's Treasurer Tim Pallas says the state's economy will shrink by more than 5% for the calendar year, and tax revenue will drop by about $8.5 billion.
The economic devastation caused by coronavirus is simply eye-watering. And for many individuals, it will be both traumatic and devastating. And we need to recognise that. We need to give you as clear and as accurate an assessment of the situation as we can. Right now, we're focused on doing everything we can to support tens of thousands of Victorian businesses, workers, families who are doing it tough.
More than 30 residential aged care centres in Victoria have coronavirus cases, with the worst outbreak at St Basil's Homes for the Aged, with 73 cases. With more than 440 active cases in Victoria's aged care sector, there could be more deaths in coming days. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.